Alpha 7 Japan Mobile.
4 HK. Good morning, Bob.
What's happening?
Turn into Greenville here. Trying to get the day started. How about you?
Story of my life at 6:30, 7 o'clock. But yeah, head to Home Depot to get some materials. Got a small little punch list of stuff to do for a lady this morning. Probably take me 2 or 3 hours, and that's going to be it for today.
That's the weather. I hope it's inside.
Work. However, I just have to drag my trailer along because I'm going to need my table saw. So I'm just hoping that we're going to slip through the clouds here. But I looked at the radar, and it actually looks like I can probably get this done.
You can get it done. Can't set your table saw up out in the rain, I know. Maybe you got a little canopy or something in case it does rain.
Canopy, but I decided to risk it and not drag it out of the building and all that stuff. So, worst case scenario, I only got like 2 cuts, so I think I can get it. Like I said, I looked at the radar, and it looks like maybe it's going to cooperate.
I hope it does. I hope you can finish your job. Move on, and hopefully it don't take you too long, and you can enjoy the rest of the day playing radio. I know you like doing that.
Haven't been what you call really great. I mean, there's the regular usual France, Spain, Italy, Germany. You know, they're on all the time. The ones that I'm really interested in are few and far between, but I still work. You know, I get out. I'm working and trying to get DXCC at 6 meters now, so that's pretty much been my main focus at 6 meters, but come fall and winter months, I'll get back on 160. I need about 20 or so on 160 to get DXCC there.
60, a winter band?
Yes. I think you might be able to do some simplex close in 160 maybe on, you know, but generally speaking, it's a winter band, yeah.
I haven't done much of HF at all, so I don't know. I'm still learning.
60 is a winter band. 80 meters is a nighttime band for the most part for DX. But you can do some 80 meters on during the daytime for local. I call it local U.S., you know, here to Florida, maybe that kind of stuff. But it kind of dies out maybe around 11 o'clock, and it doesn't really start getting back going again until about, oh, maybe 4 or 5, and then at nighttime, so on 80. And 40 is just about the same as 80, pretty much. 20 daytime for sure, sometimes daytime, nighttime. 17, I have better results during the daytime. 15, 12, 10, I have better results during the daytime. 10 is a daytime band.
This weekend and done a little 10 meter ST8. Made a couple of contacts there. It seemed to be pretty good. Was it Sunday when I was on?
About 10 meters. When I first became a ham, of course, you know, I only had technician privileges for a while. And I worked probably 50 or 60% of my 10-meter DXCC when I was a technician. So that'll tell you how good 10 meters was back then 10 years ago. It was just incredible. So I see it starting to pick up again and getting back into that cycle that should become that we're working towards. You know, we're probably halfway up to the top, maybe something like that. A couple more years, propagation should be at its best.
The 11-year cycle, if I remember correct.
So, but it's in like roughly 10-year increments. So, you know, every 10 years it's at its peak, and every 10 years after it's, you know, it slowly goes up and slowly goes back down, and it does that cycle. I think it's about every 10 years.
So give it a try. Just go around and see how I can do with it.
Absolutely. I was really fortunate when I started. I was actually put together a presentation at QS Selling, and start going back to some of my cards because I'm not a big card collector. But I keep the cards from the really good places like Heard Island. I was real fortunate in places like Heard Island, Amsterdam Island, Navassa, and several others were doing the expeditions when I first started the radio. So I was lucky to get a lot of those in my log, basically, and I didn't have a clue back then.
Well, like I said, I'm just going to give it a try and see what I can do this time around, and just enjoy.
Yeah. Traffic light, so I might be scratchy, but yeah, it can be an interesting for sure. I'm sure you'll enjoy it, and if you need a hand with something, let me know.
I appreciate that. I'm sure I'll have something I can't figure out or need some help with.
About every day with something.
With you there. Sometimes I need a lot of help in areas I can't get none.
That's pretty much what I was saying. Some days I need more help than others, I guess. It just depends on how I'm feeling that day.
Your plans ready for the conference coming up?
Really? I'm working on a presentation. I'm not particularly thrilled with the topic that they asked me to do. If I had thought about it, I might have said no, because it's the presentation's on QSLing, and I'm just really having and it's supposed to be about 45 minutes long. I think I've probably got 20-25 minutes. It just doesn't, in my head, there's just not that much to talk about, but I'm trying to expand it and stretch it out. I've got it more or less done, but I'm trying to fine-tune it, make it better, longer.
You mentioning that when I come up there to Fred's place that time that you were having a little trouble with it. You'll get it, I'm sure. You seem like a very smart gentleman, so I'm sure you'll come up with something.
It'll be short, but it'll be to the point. I was going to do a presentation on building a launcher, but they wanted me to stick to the QSLing, and they said if I could do both in my 45 minutes, that would be great, but I don't think I can do both in 45, so we're just going to stick with what's been asked of us.
Tough to do both in 45 minutes.
Get cool to do like a classroom presentation, get a couple, have all the parts pre-made and pre-cut, and, you know, do a little video and then have a couple people from the audience come in and actually assemble it and then maybe give it away or something, you know. But I don't think I can fit in 45 minutes.
I think a launcher would take you a little bit of time to build. They're, I mean, not overly complicated, but you don't want to make a mistake either.
You got that right. All right, listen, I'm pulling into Home Depot here. Good to hear you this morning. I hope you got some good sales, and enjoy your day. We'll catch you again. ND7J, 73.
Bob, good to talk to you this morning, as usual. And I hope everything goes good for you, and you stay dry, KO4HKX, and I'll be clear.